Welcome to this week's New Wave Heroes, another show packed with awesome music and memories, including Gary Numan, Lena Lovitch, New Order, Yazoo, The Clash, and loads more. A classic album this week is The Human League's Dare from 1981. We'll be taking a fun look at the music press from back in the day, and lots more. Let's get started.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
We start this show with OMD's Telegraph, and that was from their album Dazzle Ships, which was 40 years old in 2024. Now I'll say that again, 40 years old, can you believe it? Wasn't it 1986 a few years ago? Now Dazzle Ships was the fourth studio album by OMD, or Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark as they were back then, and that was released on March the 4th, 1983, and that was a follow-up to Architecture and Morality, which just might be my favourite album of all time. And some of that will definitely get a play at some point on the show. So how's things? Have you had a good week? Either way, this will most likely be the highlight of it so far. Lots of great music and features to come, including two tracks from Kim Wilde, 44 years apart.
Only the best music.
We'll be right back. is young, the mood is mellow, and there's music in my ears. Is Vic there?
Hello.
Is Vic there? 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 Is Vic there?
Two tracks in a row there. First you heard Is Vic There by Department S, and that was their first single under the name Department S. After their debut single, which was called, listen to this right, it was called I'm Gonna Rough My Girlfriend's Boyfriend Up Tonight, under the name Guns For Hire. Imagine that band meeting. We need a snappy title for this new track I've just written. I've got it, shouts the bass player. Let's call it I'm Gonna Rough My Girlfriend's Boyfriend Up Tonight. Then it was The Undertones with You've Got My Number, which I think is a better track than Teenage Kicks. Can I say that out loud though? I think it might be written in some ancient punk lore that Teenage Kicks is the best punk record ever made, and you must never say otherwise. Every time you say that, a punk loses a safety pin. Anyway, both awesome records. Here's Gary Numan. Numan!
Hey!
That's Gary Numan, and we are Glass from May 1980. And that reminds me, I saw him in Tesco's once in the frozen food aisle. Now, this is a true story, by the way. I walked around the corner, and there he was, the synth god browsing the turkey Twizzlers. I'm a big fan, but wasn't brave enough to go and say hello. I just stalked him along the aisle, past the burgers, and into the frozen veg. I lost him at the tills, and that was it. And he used to fly his plane over my house as well, and kept it close to where I used to live. Let me know if you've bumped into anyone famous in Tesco's. Here's some live music from your zoo. Yazoo live from their reunion tour in 2008, and that was 25 years after they split up, and the first time they performed tracks from their second album, You and Me Both. Did you buy that one? Now here's today's pub quiz. What's the connection between Alison Moyet and this lot? Answers after this.
Great music, great memories.
I can see.
that was Depeche Mode and a track called Puppets from their debut 1981 album Speak and Spell. That's the album with the Funny Swan cover. Record Mirror at the time described it as a charming, cheeky collection of compulsive dance tunes, but they got that right. Smash Hits magazine said, "Synthesizers and bubblegum go together like tin peaches and carnation milk." No idea what that means. New Musical Express described the album as generous, silly, susceptible, electro-tickled pop. Bizarre. Okay, so pub quiz answer time. There's no prize, just bragging rights. What's the connection between Depeche Mode and Alison Moyet? Any ideas? Well, they all grew up in Basildon, Essex, just down the road from me. Alison Moyet was in the same primary school class as Martin Gore and Andy Fletcher from Depeche Mode, and went to a Sunday morning music school with Vince Clarke. And there's a bonus point for knowing that Perry Bamonte, who played bass with The Cure, was also in the same class as Alison, Martin and Fletch. Imagine the teacher doing the register in the morning. "Good morning, children." "Good morning, miss." Are the members of Depeche Mode, Yazoo and The Cure in class? Here's the first of two tracks from Kim Wilde in this week's Twin Spin.
Sideways and in delusion, hey, well that's the name of the game. chance of living, babe. Only on this midnight train.
That's this week's Twin Spin from Kim Wilde. First you heard the 80s classic Checkered Love from the spring of 1981, and the follow-up to Kids in America. And yes, that last track was Kim Wilde. Hooray, the 80s are back. That's from a brand spanking new album released in January 2025. The album's called Closer and the track is Midnight Train, and I love it. I think she borrowed one of Newman's synths and pushed the 1980 button, and there's nothing wrong with that. This album is an absolute banger, as the kids say. And as a side note, I used to go out with Kim back in the day. I mean, she didn't know it, obviously. That was shortly after I broke up with Kate Bush. record, eh? A masterpiece, I'm sure you will agree. New Order and Ceremony, or was it Joy Division? It's a bit confusing as there are a few different versions of that, but that's my favourite. How lucky were we to live through the 80s, don't you think? Still to come, our classic album from the Human League, and this is The Clash. Clash and their cover of the 50s classic I Fought the Law. An interesting fact, I know a drummer who played with the Clash before they were famous, and Elvis Costello and Brian Ferry, just to drop a few names there. Shout out to Roy in London.
Bye.
X-Ray Specs with Germ-Free Adolescence from the 1979 album Germ-Free Adolescence, which is listed in the reference book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. So if you haven't heard it yet, and you're my age or older, I wouldn't leave it too long before you give it a listen. Right, so this week's reader's letters are from Smash Hits magazine, 4th of February 1982. Dear editor, I think that it's about time that the Beeb cleared out all their old fogies who struggle into their drain pipes each Wednesday and then crawl about the top of the pop studio trying to appear younger by repairing their faces with several tons of polyfiller. Okay, I have to admit that perhaps Peter Powell and Mike Reed aren't quite that bad, but why can't people like John Taylor or Simon Le Bon introduce the show? I'm sure it would greatly improve the show, and I for one wouldn't mind drooling over someone as good looking as John Taylor every Thursday night. And that's from Fiona in London, a huge Duran fan by the sounds of it. Dear editor, boy am I mad. Mad, 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 mad. Who the hell do you think you are? First of all, they say that Spandau Ballet's video for Paint Me Down is too revealing to be shown on Top of the Pops. The single reached number 30 in the charts, and they could at least have had Legs & Co or Zoo dancing to it. Spandau Ballet worked very hard on it, nearly froze to death outside at dawn, nearly got arrested and got covered in paint. Tony Hadley had to have at least 15 showers. Now they've wasted thousands of pounds and they have to spend 1982 mostly abroad. Now what do the BBC allow? Two 99% naked bodybuilder muscle men showing off their wares to millions. On the Spandau Ballet video, which was shown on Tiswas, they are seen wearing loincloths. They're not even seen. Only their silhouettes in the distance are in view. Paint Me Down reached number 30 in the charts, yet Ken Dodd, at the time, was not even in the top 75, and yet Top of the Pops let him appear on their programme. Ken Dodd on Top of the Pops. I don't remember that one. And that's from John Jones in Newport. Dear editor, for the past few weeks, I have been reading in here about people's objections to Tony Blackburn. Now we've got Tommy Vance instead, and the only thing you can reasonably say about him is, come back Tony, all is forgiven. This Vance fella is too much like Alexis Corner for my liking, boring and depressing. In between records he rattles on about things he obviously knows nothing about. I don't like him, I think I'll listen to Capital Radio instead. And that's from Laurie in Rickmansworth. Well Laurie, in my view Tommy had a brilliant voice, so I don't know what you're going on about there. Dear editor, I was talking to a plastic surgeon the other day over a glass of Lucozade. Being a nosy person, I asked him a few questions. Now look, I said, I know you plastic surgeons are busy people, but there's one thing I've always wanted to know. Oh yes, came the gruff reply. Well, you make all those wonderfully beautiful people, but what exactly do you do with all those double chins, hooked noses, bog eyes and jug ears when you've finished? Well, that's easy, he answered, with a grin all over his face. We save them up and we make Barry Manilows. And that's from somebody called Boris the Woodworm from Cleethorpes. Oh dear. Dear editor, don't you wish that David Kidd Jensen went on holiday every week? I do. Richard Skinner for Prime Minister. And that's from Karen in Wolverhampton. Karen clearly not a fan of David Kidd Jensen there. Dear editor, I am sick and tired of looking at Smash Hits and finding no heavy metal in it. Do you despise heavy metal or something? If you don't do something about your mag, you're going to lose a reader. So get interviewing AC/DC or Gillan, for instance. And that's from an angry heavy metal fan in London. So I'll play this one for John Jones from Newport, if you're still out there, John. He was really getting himself in a pickle about Spandau Ballet. So for all Spandau fans, and in particular, John, this one's for you. And after this, we'll have a closer look at this week's classic album.
The soundtrack to our lives.
into studio, cause said a stranger beer played me in the home. I'm brushing up on sketchbook designs for love and real, played me in the home. Oil and skin, you'll need to buy it, consider what I mean. She sits beneath the moving pictures and build a brush for me. I'm craving. Paint me in the home. She's oiling up the subject, but all still life is here. Paint me in the home. Oh, all the boys with frame dimension, I cover up my loss. He'll take his pain and paint it over.
Spandau Ballet with Paint Me Down from November 1981, and that was the second single from what would be their second album, Diamond. And that peaked at number 30 in the UK charts. Not their biggest hit, but still fun to dance around to with your big hair, even bigger shoulder pads and too much makeup. And that was just the Men. Right, so this week's classic album is Dare from the Human League. And Dare was the third studio album by English synth-pop band The Human League. That was first released in the United Kingdom in October 1981. The album contained five singles: The Sound of the Crowd, Love Action, Open Your Heart, Don't You Want Me, and The Things That Dreams Are Made Of. It was voted Album of the Year in the 1981 Smash Hits Reader's Poll. Martin Rushent received the Brit Award for the Best British Producer at the 1982 ceremony for his production on the album, while the band won the award for Best British Newcomer. It's featured in numerous lists over the years as one of the best albums of all time. I was lucky enough to see them live Christmas 1981, when both the Dare album and Don't You Want Me single were number one in the charts. A bit of history right there.
Classic albums. Oh,
seconds of your time to take his life. It took seconds. It took seconds of your time to take his life. It took seconds. For a second. It took seconds of your time to take his life. Seconds of your time to take his life for a second. For a second.
Awesome track was called Seconds. Love the synths on that. So that brings us to the end of this week's New Wave Heroes. I've had a lot of fun. I hope you have too. I'll leave you with another track from the multi-million selling album Dare from the Human League. And this is The Sound of the Crowd, which was the first of five singles from the album, released the 24th of April 1981. Have a great week ahead, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Put your hand in a parting wave, pass around. Make a shroud pulling comes through a backwash frame. Find the cup is in a cup. In an island.